Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Tell us something we don't know.
Tell us something we don't know.
The challenge has well and truly been set to tell us something we don't know on 13, 12, 16. A pack of CDs up for grabs. You ready, Gab?
I'm ready.
We got Maddie on the line. Maddie, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that a baby rabbit is actually called a kitten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Damn it.
Yeah. Did know that one.
I used to have pet rabbits.
Oh, when, not here, you didn't.
No, in New South Wales, where it's legal.
Thank you, New South Wales.
Yeah.
I'm moving now.
Just to get a rabbit. Yeah, I love it.
All right, Maddie. Sorry we couldn't help you out, but thank you very much for the call. We'll move along now. We've got Luke on the line. Luke, tell us something we don't know.
Do you believe there was a state of origin game overseas?
Do you believe that, Gab?
I feel like this is a trick question.
I'm going to go with yes.
No.
Which one was it?
Hamish, you're correct.
I'm correct.
Where did it happen?
California, USA, and New South Wales won it.
Okay. That's ridiculous. It's Queensland versus New South Wales. Why would you take it to America?
Yeah. I don't know.
The Americans don't even know what that game
is. I'm not even happy they take it to Victoria.
No, me either.
All right, Luke, we couldn't help you out there. I got the yes in first before Gabby said no anyway. But thank you very much for that. And happy origin to you, of course. And now we've got Mike on the line. Mike, tell us something we don't know.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Do you know the answer to what do you call the crystalline structures that form inside rechargeable batteries?
What do you call the crystalline structures that form inside of rechargeable batteries?
Yep.
Gab, who's clearly the science expert out of the two of us.
Acid.
Yes. I would call it, I don't know, a big fat mess and something you need to clean up. Don't know. What is it?
They're a dendrite.
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 Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
No.
Have a Google. Look it up.
No, we believe you.
Well,
we
trust you, Mike. That's fine. I don't think I'll be using that in a sentence today at any stage.
I don't think I could type it fast enough anyway.
I'm sure, try to get dendrite in a sentence.
Nope.
That'd be a good one.
Yep.
I've got to recharge my dendrite.
Yeah.
Did that work?
I've got to clean up my dendrite. Okay. Well, Mike, you've done it.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. You've told us something we don't know, and you have scored yourself a 3-pack of CDs. Congratulations.
Cool. Thanks very much.
We all know and love my idea of the mullet beanie, Gab.
No, you don't.
Which is a beanie which has been next leveled. A beanie takes care of the warmth on your head and ears, but not the back of your neck. The mullet beanie is a beanie with a mullet, with that extra little bit down the back to keep the back of your neck warm. So it's got a back flap. You fold it down when the back of your neck is a little chilly, and then it'll keep you nice and toasty and warm. Okay, that's the mullet beanie.
Yep. And a beanie with a mullet. I hate it so much.
I've never seen you hate something.
I think it is
so much.
So unattractive, and I don't want to encourage this fashion item.
Well, it turns out that we put a picture of the prototype up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland, a couple of days ago, and it's garnered quite a lot of attention. A lot of people saying, I'll take three. Love it. Take my money, please. On the other side, of course, people are saying, nope. Hell no.
These are ridiculous.
And don't give up your day job, honey.
I don't think you're going to make enough money on a mullet beanie anyway.
You know what? A lot of people, Sir Richard Branson was told by people right back in the day, don't do it, mate. Don't buy yourself an aeroplane. Don't do it. He did. Look at him now. Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Airlines is his thing.
So you're thinking in 20 years' time you're going to be a millionaire off the back of the mullet beanie.
I can't wait that long. By the end of the year, the mullet beanie would have made me millions. Millions. So what I've done is I've commissioned an ad, Gab, an infomercial to be played on various stations. Mm-hmm. I want to run it past you to see if you're happy with
it. You know I'm going to hate it.
No, you might not. Check this out.
From the team that nearly brought you the Truggies, which seamlessly combine tracksuit pants and Ugg boots, and the Thuggies, a pair of sheepskin pluggers to keep you both warm in winter and cool in summer, and the guy that gave you only one beanie with a hole in it for those that love to wear a beanie and have a ponytail, comes the Mullet Beanie. beanie with a handy and convenient back flap that can be folded down in seconds to keep the back of your neck nice and toasty and warm. Here is what people are saying about the Mullet Beanie.
Oh, it's great. I love having the style and convenience of a mullet without having to maintain all that hair.
I love my Mullet Beanie. I wear it everywhere.
I never knew the back of my neck could be so warm. Thanks, Mullet Beanie.
The Mullet Beanie. Order yours today while stocks last.
Where was the, like, deal at the end? If you buy two, you get a set of steak knives.
No deal. You buy one, you will love the Mullet Beanie. You'll come back and buy another one. No, there's no extra deal at the end. Not on this one.
Buy one, get one for the same price.
No, I don't need to do silly little deals like that to get people to buy the Mullet Beanie, Gab. I mean, it's a product that that sells itself. It's magnificent. Only problem is I haven't made any.
You've got an ad, you've got pre-orders, but you have no Mullet Beanies.
I have no Mullet Beanies, but I'm still working on that. I'd need a nana to help me and knit some. That'd be nice.
It is State of Origin game number two tonight. It could be the decider. We're both wearing our jerseys today in celebration. You in your Maroons jersey, I'm in my Blues jersey.
Is that what that is?
This is the time of year where we really hate on each other because we're in competition.
Yep.
We are mate against mate when it's state against state.
That is correct. I didn't know we were mates, but that's good.
Oh, rude. We do challenges each State of Origin game, though. Last year it escalated a little too quickly and a little too far, and you ended up with a tattoo at the end of it.
I don't know what my challenge to you was last year for that
last game. It wasn't a tattoo.
It wasn't a tattoo.
No.
It was like, go out and give someone a hug.
No, that was the first one.
Oh, was it? But you've come back with, you can get a tattoo. And I stupidly agreed to it.
Yeah, you did.
So I've really got myself to blame. Although I am happy with the tattoo. It's just that I was a clean skin beforehand.
You were, but a year down the track, you still like it. So that's a good sign.
Still with me.
But this year we're like, you know, let's not escalate it too far. Let's not go to that extreme. Let's do food challenges. Let's play it a little safer.
Now, for game number one, of course, I ended up sucking lemons or eating lemons. And the deal is I had to eat as many lemons as the point difference between the score.
It was like 14 or something.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous amount of lemons that I didn't get through. I only got through like two just, if that. It was terrible. Yeah. I was terrible. It was terrible. And
your stomach didn't agree with it.
No.
Neither did anything else within your body.
No.
And it wasn't fun for you. It was great fun for me, but it wasn't fun for you. And I could tell on your face.
Well, that's part of the challenge, I guess. This time around, though, can we go something a little sweeter?
Well, it's funny you should say that because there was a suggestion that we should do ice cream. Now, it might sound all well and good and yummy to have ice cream as the challenge, but when New South Wales are going to win by at least 10 points, that means you're going to have to eat 10 ice creams. And in this weather,
there's a massive brain freeze phenomenon.
Brain freeze is
going
to happen, and you get brain freeze really easily and really hard.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in the fetal position with brain freeze before. It really knocks me for
six.
It's
quite funny.
It's not that funny when I'm going through it.
And you, on the other side,
when Queensland win tonight and you end up eating the ice cream, you're lactose intolerant, so there's that.
Yeah, so it won't be painful at the time, but the next day, whoo, watch out.
Painful for everyone. Hang on a second.
Neutrogena have actually jumped on board, though, so we are going to do the ice cream. We'll do it after the show tomorrow. Depending on who wins, the loser will have to eat as many ice creams as the
point difference.
Right. So it's going to be an interesting one. Go the Blues tonight. I know you guys can do it, and then we will.
Well, if the Blues win by a huge margin, what a way to go. 20 points or something, and I bow out 20 ice creams in. What a way to go.
Your eulogy would just be died of brain freeze but died with a smile. I decided that I wanted to do a calendar shoot with my puppy because, Hamish, you are doing the Dad Bod Mod Squad F45 Fitness Challenge at the moment.
Yep.
And at the end of it, you're doing a calendar with all the boys that are part of the squad.
We are.
And I am the creative director, and I don't mind doing all the organisation for something like this, but I like to be in the spotlight. Yeah. I like to be the person that gets all the gratification in the end. I don't like to be in the background and do all the work and everyone else gets the kudos.
Glory.
Yeah, exactly, the glory. So I'm doing my own calendar at the same time. I'll still be creative director for yours. That's
fine. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
But I want to be the star of my own calendar.
Right.
Not that I will be the star because my puppy Bear will probably steal a little of the spotlight because I want to do a newborn photo shoot with him.
Yeah, right.
Everyone, all of my friends are doing newborn photo shoots at the moment with their babies.
With their kids.
So I'm going to do one with my fur baby. And now I did get Shireen on board to do the photography for me. She said she was all for it. She's never done anything like it before. before, but she was really keen to give it a go. She even sent me through some examples of what she thought my vision was, and we were on the exact same wavelength.
Both on point.
Yeah, there's like the photos of, you know, like holding the baby and it's just the hands with the bub sleeping in the hands.
Oh, okay, you're going to do that with the puppy, right?
Of course, and there's the one with the baby in, like, it looks like the sling that the stork would have brought it in on.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we're going to try and wrap him up in that. I've also bought him a dummy so that we can get a photo of him sucking on a dummy, which I think will be adorable. So Shireen's from SDH Photography, and she's actually coming in this afternoon to do this photo shoot with Bear and I.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing. Right. I'm going to take him for a huge walk through the park first, so he's nice and tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him all prepped and ready to go. He's got a few outfits that we've chosen that might make the cut, depending on how he's feeling.
Yeah, right.
And I've got like peanut butter to put on the dummy, so I'm sure that'll
that'll work.
That'll get his attention.
Yeah. It's one thing that peanut butter that dogs love, isn't it? It's peanut butter.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely loves peanut butter. So I think it's going to be a raging success.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yes.
You haven't even made this calendar yet. You haven't even taken the photos for the calendar yet.
Not yet.
How many copies of the calendar have you sold?
I may have raised this yesterday, but I've sold around about 20.
20. 20 already.
Well, I've had about 20 people or 20 calendars. What do you call it when they say they'll buy it, but, you know, they haven't necessarily
They're showing
given me
interest,
the money
yet. But, yeah, they haven't given me the money
My sister's buying 5 just herself.
Right.
Because she wants to give one to all of her team members at work as an end of financial year present.
She doesn't like her team members at work.
Just because she thinks it's so funny.
Can I chalk her down for 5 Dad Bod Mod Squad ones as well?
I highly doubt it.
So do I, sadly. All right, well, it was going to be a competition, but I have a funny feeling there will be no competition in it when it comes to sales.
Hey,
when
we'll
you've got
see.
Dogs versus dudes or dog versus dudes.
You just never know. You never know. But just to tell everyone, we are going to have it on social media during the photo shoot this morning.
Right.
So if you're following us on Instagram, Hit South Queensland, I will have a bit of a story going of just a few of the background shots
behind the scenes
of what's going down at the photo shoot. So if there is any drama, that's where you'll find it.
All right, make sure you check that out. Qantas have announced the winners of their Dreamliner naming competition. So they've got 8 new planes, 787 Dreamliners that are turning up, I think, later on this year. And they ran a competition. They said, okay, we need names for them. We're going to name our planes this case. And, all of Australia, in fact, the world, thought, yeah, good idea. They had 60,000 entries.
Wow.
60,000
entries. Just for a couple of names.
Yeah. And they wanted to name the planes after Australian icons.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of people entered this competition, which is fantastic. Now, they narrowed it down to 24 names, and then they presented that to the public. They had a further 40,000 votes come in for, you know, the best of those 24 names. And
that's a lot of people getting involved.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Narrowed it down to the 8 names that they'll be using on the 8 planes, the 8 new planes. The 8 names are these: Skippy, Quokka, Boomerang, Waltzing Matilda, The Great Barrier Reef, Uluru, Dreamtime, and Great Southern Land. What do you think?
Great Southern Land. Yeah. Well, some of them are a bit wordy, aren't they? Some are a bit long. Like the Great Barrier Reef. That sounds like
wordy.
A weird name for a plane.
That's right.
Like, I get that it's one of our greatest attributes to tourism, but it just sounds a bit off when you're saying...
You'd run out of plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending
and when
on
you're
what
going,
font size you use.
Flying to Europe on the Great Barrier Reef. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Like, I get Skippy. That's an awesome one. I love that one. I don't even know what a quokka is.
Quokka is kind of like a giant... Oh, it's in between a rat and a kangaroo.
So it's
cute.
Like a wallaby-ish
thing. But smaller and cuter.
Why have I never seen one? Are they Australian?
Quokka selfies. It's National Selfie Day today or whatever it is. World Selfie Day today. Quokka selfies are a thing. Check them out online.
I'll have to Google
quokka
it.
Quokka selfies. I think they're only in Western Australia or something.
Oh, so that's the nod to Western Australia to make sure they don't feel left out.
That's right. Hey, guys. Still part of the country. Still thinking of you. Quokka.
I get it.
There
I
we
get
go.
It.
Yeah. But I think they're all good. I think I'm happy with those names. But they could have gone other Aussie names, like Pluggers.
Yes.
They're an Aussie icon.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Stubbies. Or just dudes' names, Aussied up, like Davo.
Or Shazza could be female as well.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Keithy.
Flying to Europe on Shazza.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit weird.
Yep.
Maybe that's why they didn't do that.
Probably one of the reasons why they decided Shazza was not the go for
Maybe.
A plane name.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.